The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a tree coming out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fresh off of his new experience, well, I shall say this, a new documentary that he's titling The Coffee Experience, my good friend and author of Official Stories, Liam Sheff, back on the show, my friend. Right.
That's another question.
Well, listen, I didn't want you to share this story because Super Don will never go where the Gerson folks want him to go. But I don't know. Should we start there? Should we talk about the other documentary film, Vax, that we want everybody to see that should be censored? Should not be censored, I mean.
Well, my movie, which is called Asked. So we'll get to Asked after Vax.
Okay. It sounds something like out of the, well, I won't go there. But
out of the dark and unholy place.
The colorectal
region. All
right,
come on, let's just tell the story. All right, do you want to tease it?
You know, listen, I'll set the stage here. All right, folks. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know that Liam Sheff is a good buddy of mine. He appears regularly on here, not as regularly as we'd like, but he's busy. He's working. He's researching on the sequel. We weren't supposed to say that. I don't let him on. And he's working on the sequel to Official Stories. I'd like to say it's Official Stories 2 and American Heretic, but, you know, it's up to you to finalize whatever you're going to call it.
It's called Official Stories 2 American Heretic.
Dude, I got it right for once. All right, so I'm good there. But one of the things
really, I really made you anxious when I told the audience that you won't let me on. You can start a free Liam camp.
Liam.
Go to my website, freeliam.com.
Is it?
Why won't me and Robert Scott Bell have me on anymore?
Free will we?
Is it because I talk about? All right, so I used to tease you
about.
I actually did your first on-air interview, turning the tables on you, if you remember. You were very uncomfortable that I said,
very, very uncomfortable.
I'm going to interview you on your show, and this was years ago, and I said, okay, what's this thing you do with your bottom?
You're talking about coffee enema, okay? Yeah. I want to go back to our friendship, though, in terms of the healing. You know, I appreciate you and your mind, the brilliance that it is.
I'm just teasing you. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
No, I don't feel like I'm being hurt. I just want people to understand the backstory a little bit. No pun intended.
The whole backstory?
Okay. No, not the whole thing. I mean...
I was born a poor black child. Now...
No, I'm trying to get a little bit of setup for a lot of our new listeners. They don't know a lot of this stuff.
I was in a movie called House of Numbers,
yes.
And you had reported on that for years.
Mm-hmm.
You had everybody else in that movie on, and I kept hearing about this Cone Pone guy from Georgia who would talk about the AIDS thing, and I thought, well, I don't want to be on that. He's probably going to... I'm going to have to, you know, genuflect three times to go. And then I get on the show. I get on the show, and Robert's like, hey... How you doing? I said, hey, how you doing? And we were immediately friends. And with one or two exceptions for things that I've occasionally talked about.
Listen, I wanted to make a distinction in we all look at life through our eyes. And, of course, my eyes through the healing that I went through the healing that I try to teach other folks as well. And yet we met or intersected at this place of – acknowledging that the medical industrial complex is a church, is a religion, and it accuses us as being heretics. And of course, got hammered by the mainstream media, the New York Times, for the things you've uncovered. And yet at the same time, I can sometimes make the mistake of thinking people see the world through my eyes when I talk about healing. Because let me just say this, Liam, you're ridiculously intelligent, and I say that in a good way. And sometimes I can presuppose that you know all the things that I know about healing, because you're a smart guy, but you've had a different experience than me. And so when I bring up things like the liver and the this and the that, or if you've got a this and a that, and I go, oh, of course it's this, and you look at me and you're like, wait, I don't know that yet. And I'm like, wait a second, but you're Liam Sheff. You know everything.
No. I knew things about the liver, but you expanded my information room about the liver. We talked. I mean, I understood from my. See, I studied macrobiotics, right? So a lot of people will immediately go, "Woo, you understand macrobiotics? You're special."
can I have some rice, please?
Just what do you eat all day? Rice? No. But
right.
It's the study of energy and food, and study of five energy theory, or something that comes out of ancient China and Asia. And I really like it, yin and yang, all that kind of stuff. It keeps me eating low in the food chain rather than very high in the food chain for energetic, personal, environmental, social, body odor reasons. Take that, paleo people.
Well,
anyway.
But you have some healing information and dietary information, really good. And so I guess what I'm trying to relate, and maybe it's helpful to folks out there, maybe not, that it's very easy to assume somebody knows something that you don't know.
Did you say assume?
I did.
You know, when you assume something,
you make it, and... Well,
so I was on the show one day, and I said, why do you do this thing? Why do you do this thing where you disappear into the bathroom looking kind of, you have that twitchy Elvis lip, you look like not as happy, and then you go in the bathroom, and you come out going, you go, hold on.
Whistling Dixie.
Clean to the whistle. And I say, well, what did you just do?
Right.
Well, I just did a coffee enema. So I asked you, I said, let's go in the air and tell me about it. So you said, okay, it cleans the liver. You lay on your right side and the coffee goes up in the caffeine.
Or your left side. I mean, there's arguments about that. But again,
I know
the hepatic pathway.
Right.
Yeah.
Violent arguments.
I know. And I don't get into the dog. I get what if it works for you on the right side, knock yourself out. If it works for you on your left, knock yourself out. I learned about this, of course, through Gerson, through Kelly, particularly my friend Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. And, you know, this is the brilliant doctor who passed away unexpectedly last year. And I was not embracing the thought that I would do it because, you know, the funny backstory, again, no pun intended, was that I was hospitalized with severe constipation as a child. I mean, so severe that I was hospitalized. And if you can imagine, constipation is pretty normal in this culture. Not so much among kids, but yeah, kids too, but certainly at doctors in particular, or adults. And I'm having it so bad, they're putting me in the hospital. Guess what? My dad worked for the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company, and they made, guess what? Fleet enemas. So that's the big backstory joke here. And then I thought, well, I'm never doing that again, because that was a pretty traumatic experience for me. And the experience Liam is going to share is what I experienced in that hospital. And that's why I
just share the experience. We went out there and you told me about it. It tickles your liver, gets the production of bile and other enzymes increasing. So you're going to have a giant expulsion of material from the liver, like a coronal mass ejection. And I hope that during this long and winding segment, we get to the outer space part, because right now we're stuck in the black hole. Anyway, I have been doing these on occasion in solidarity with some friends who are doing it to heal, also because I'm getting older and have all kinds of stuff going on, and then I have to heal myself and be healthier. And I'm, you know, I look pretty healthy, but, you know, I hurt my shoulder. So I did one the other day, and I don't have your 18-minute sphincter, my friend.
Yeah, well, listen, it can vary, and I don't like for people to say, I got to do it no matter what. Right? Yeah, exactly. Don't break your sphincter over it. There are times where it will be easier than others, and you just got to honor it. There is a mind over matter aspect to, again, no pun intended, to the coffee enema survival, if you will. But the reality is, for those that are dealing with cancer, very severe issues, you know, Dr. Nick would say, you know, people can do and maybe should do one a day or more for the liver detox, because they're combating something like cancer, the breakdown components, the toxins, the things that can be as devastating or more so. and dangerous to the body. And so we've got to get it on out.
So you have this little tube, and it's like some sort of thing like from a pixie stick, right? It's this little part of a pixie stick, but a little wider. And you put the coconut oil, and then you do the unholy act. All right. So then you get the...
Now, Led Zeppelin did an album on it, In Through the Outdoor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You go in... all right. Okay. So then you hang the thing on the thing.
Yes.
You hang the car... People are like, this guy's smart. You hang the thing on the thing, right? So
you gotta bring it down for everybody to understand what was going on here.
Right there down there with everybody.
Right down.
So you hang the thing on the way, and the gravity, the thing starts to come in to the outdoor, and then you hold it, and you're like, wow, I suddenly have to poop, and I didn't a minute ago. Now, I always try to poop before.
Yeah, clear it out a little bit. That's a good plan, good strategy. Yeah.
So I've got to have a little extra room. Lord knows I have a roomy bowel. Or so I've been told.
I don't want to know who's told you that.
I just talk about.
I'm just saying.
This segment is just.
It's
destroyed. So
yeah.
So me and my roomie bowel, right? Just based on the amount that sometimes I release, I figure that I could probably rent it out as an apartment in New York. It's a big space.
Well, I mean, New York's not that big, so go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
So. That's a more comment on the price of real estate in New York.
Don't yes.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you like to do at home is your business, and please enjoy it. So,
are you doing a coffee enema right now?
I lay down on the ground.
Right.
And the stuff comes in, and I'm holding it there, and I probably get to about 8 minutes. And I go, I can probably hold it for a little bit longer. And I'm doing my yoga stuff, and I'm like tilting my butt towards the sky, and I try a little downward facing dog, which I can't do right now because my shoulder is so hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get the butt above everything else, and I realize, damn it, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. So I go, okay, I'll be fine. I'm squeezing, 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 squeezing. Like, okay, I say to myself, don't let go before. You get now when you have a normal poop, this is important information. When you have a normal poop, you can start the release process before the toilet seat actually goes down, but not in the coffee slick.
Well, listen, if anybody has ever had a situation where this wasn't done on purpose, you'll know it, and you have to learn it, and you learned it the hard way as an adult. I learned it the hard way as a child in a hospital setting that. You know, you've got to honor something. If you're beyond the point of no return, you want to be a lot closer to that porcelain seat than far. Let's just say that.
I'm going to wait till we get back from the break.
That's a good idea. Everybody, clean your ears out. We're going to talk more about the reason for detoxification at this level and hopefully how you can successfully do it. This is actually a good learning experience, at least a learning experience that you don't have to go through, perhaps. We'll be back with more of Liam Sheff right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're going today where other radio shows fear to tread, or maybe they don't even know this layer of existence exists. Liam Sheff, my guest here, we're talking the reason that coffee enemas may be important to you, but some of you, after hearing it, might say, I'm never going anywhere near that. I know Super Don's not going there, at least that's what he claims, but Liam, the concept of getting closer to that porcelain seat is something you learned the hard way.
Keep it squeezed. That whole segment can be just replaced by this. Keep it squeezed until you're safely secured in the passenger seat.
Not a moment sooner. Do not release.
Point everything where it's supposed to be going.
Right, yes.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the idea of a California mudslide, but...
It's a Monty Python skit. Let me just put it that way.
But I didn't feel that I had time to get the seat into position, and I just decided to hit the O-ring, you know?
Hit the release button. Just a little too soon.
Hit the release button on the O-ring, and I thought, you know, I'll just have to shower afterward because I'm sitting on the... I made a mistake. There is a kind of a floodplain in the back of the toilet.
Oh, dear.
I engaged it.
All right. This is for your benefit, so no one else has to do this.
Short story long. You can clean shower curtains.
They are cleanable.
They're cleanable.
Okay. Good news. Good news there. Maybe some orange TKO. I don't know. Listen, let me get beyond that experience and to say it's still worth it. For the overarching benefit that is brought to you.
I was arching the whole way. You were arching. Downward facing dog.
Right.
Put the seat where you want it to be before you get there.
I'm telling you, this is what Monty Python makes skits about.
I don't have a. I can do the coffee enema and wash the dishes. I don't have a problem holding it in. What happens though is at a certain point, what mainstream scientists call the
point of no return. Kansas called that.
Kansas called the point of no return.
They didn't know they were writing about coffee.
You feel this right in, somewhere near. You feel this. Hello.
Yes. Eventually, it's a little bit louder, but yes, I know what you mean. Can I ask you, Liam, beyond the explosive experience?
Yes.
Have you felt that this has benefited you? And I don't mean that one episode. I mean just in general. Have you found a benefit to it? It's okay if you don't admit whatever. It's okay. We're friends.
Change during the day afterward. I feel kind of light headed a little bit. I'm already susceptible to caffeine, so I'm kind of
exhausted. Sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sensitive.
You're so sensitive, Liam. But
and then I fall asleep.
Okay.
And then I get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find somebody and I just start screaming for no reason, and I punch people, and later I feel bad.
No, that doesn't happen.
No, that doesn't happen.
But it is true. You bring up something that's important. If you are really sensitive to caffeine, and I am from a standpoint of drinking it, I can have a few sips of coffee, and that's enough. That's already almost too much just because, I'm sensitive to it. But when you do it this way, most of it's metabolized via the liver, not directly to the adrenals. However, if you hold it longer than is appropriate for you and the way you metabolize, you can have a kind of a caffeine experience.
This isn't what I wanted to talk about on today's show.
I know. We're going to get to that, but it's such an important learning opportunity, teaching opportunity.
Keep the toilet seat exactly where you want it. Don't have to do anything when you get there. Don't go there in a great hurry. Don't run. Don't release before you get planted.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, because it doesn't come out like normal. It's a fire hose.
All right, so shall we go onward to another documentary film that can help a lot of folks?
Yes, Ast, the Liam Sheff life experience, will be at the Angelica Theater right after Vax. I have a week-long run. They're giving me an hour to show the film.
Excellent. Well, we got about a minute before this next break, and the calls for censorship that they claim are not calls for censorship. You know,
on my movie? Oh.
Not your movie. Your movie will be well accepted and received in Tribeca. But this thing... This thing, Vaxxed, is beyond the pale. Why? Because it dares not to address what Andy Wakefield was attacked for in 1998 and beyond, but it dares to bring out the concern that we all share, at least here on this show, about a PhD senior research scientist at CDC blowing the whistle on corruption within a so-called scientific study that claimed that the MMR vaccine had nothing whatsoever to do with increased incidence of autism or any other neurological impacts. So with that long setup, we're up on a break. So,
Well, I got to go release. I was doing the call.
Oh, you weren't. Ouch. Okay, Liam Sheff will be back. We're going to talk about the censorship calls for the documentary film Vax, The Church of Science, and the disasteroid that may be heading our way after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration is 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Randy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Quite a journey here on the Robert Cabell Show with Liam Sheff, and now we elevate the discussion into the documentary film that really is just released, Vaxxed. And it has met with such vitriol, but again, not uncommon to Liam Sheff because of what he's written about and friends that we've had on recently, like Celia Farber, investigative journalists that have been attacked for bringing up inconvenient truths, not to mention Al Gore. Including global warming fiascos.
But Liam, you've been sitting on the sidelines in a sense because I hadn't gotten you on because you weren't allowed on the show. No, you're allowed on the show, you silly. Anyway, we're now at the point where I want to hear from you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what do you want to talk about? How Robert De Niro supported the movie, how Robert De Niro didn't support the movie.
I think the whole journey of what you, you know, from your experience, what you saw occurring. I mean, you did incredible memes, and you have been, in, as you're doing more studies for your next book, An American Heretic, because of the heretical nature of real science, you know, in opposition to the kind of science that's pretending to be science today, including vaccinations.
Yeah, well, you know, vaccines aren't hard to figure out. They're only hard to figure out if they're not hard to figure out. This is the tough thing about vaccines. People who are in them, in the movement to you know, stop people from destroying children's lives and the lives of families, all you really have to do is just go read a little bit of medical literature. And as I've pointed out, journalists are lazy bastards. They're unable to go do the reading on their own. They're very, 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 very lazy, and they're like anybody in an official position. They don't have to do the hard thinking and hard reading. They're like, you know, pro AIDS or pro CO2 climate change people. They know that they're right. They're absolutely right. And if you disagree with them, they'll ban you or they'll call you a denier or a denialist. And, you know, it's not that AIDS rethinkers don't think that people get sick or that, you know, having tons of sex and having a lot of STDs is good for you. Nobody thinks that. It's not that CO2 questioners think that climate change isn't happening. They just, you know, people like myself will say, didn't you forget the sun? Didn't you forget the most important driver of actual wind currents, climate, you know, everything in the entire world, in the entire solar system? Yes, you forgot it. That's why your models never work. I've been bounced from pages just for saying that politely. Not, you know, invoking any three or four letter funny words that I might say when I get hot under the collar. And pro-vaccine people seem to be either extremely deluded, extremely lazy, or some of them truly seem to be psychopathic. And I use the word psychopath as SCI, psychopath, scientific psychopath, who have lost all compassion. They've lost all sensibility. People are wondering who it is who came on the show after those first two segments, by the way.
But that shows you the great yoga that you can do. I mean, yeah. From that pose to this pose. It's
Speaking
amazing.
Of yoga, yeah. I got the seat in position and ready to go. I call them psychopaths, scientific psychopaths, because what they've done is they've lost the ability to have compassion for people who aren't paying their mortgage. And they want everybody to pay their mortgage. Paul Offit expects everybody to pay his many mortgages or whatever he has that he needs all that money for. The people who do the vaccine, you know, I don't bring up the word Nazi lightly. I don't really relate it to a period in history. It's more a mindset. The Nazi doctors were eugenicists, and we invented eugenics over here in the United States, except that we didn't. It's as old as tribal, you know, you're in my tribe, so you're okay, and you're not in my tribe, so we'll kill you. It's a very, very old pattern in human thinking. In the sciences, it gets codified and becomes sort of concretized, you know, formed into concrete, and then they line it up with something they think they know. The problem with vaccine people is they don't actually know what they're talking about, and they refuse to read anything that contradicts them. I had this experience with a global warming guy. I said three words to him. I said, I don't know that it's all CO2. You really have to look at the sun. I was immediately thrown out of a conversation. I thought, well, I didn't call you any names. You called me a denier. I didn't say the climate wasn't changing. You fat moron is what I was thinking, but I didn't say it.
Right. Well, but the thing is, they unleash on anyone, and they've unleashed on Wakefield for years. Of course, the movie Vaxxed, all of the criticism against the movie, none of it is a critique of the movie because no one has even seen it that is written into it. Not that they'll go see it. Maybe they will, but...
No, they won't. And Andy Wakefield's suggestions, and I apologize if I hurt any of the fat morons' feelings in the audience, and you can write your letters of anger to Robert Scott Bell, Trust Fund, care of President George Bush, 1600 Pennsylvania. Andy Wakefield put forward the most benign criticism, frankly, of vaccines. He still, at least, you know, publicly at times will say that he's not anti-vaccine, he's for safe vaccines, which is such a load of horse crap.
Yeah, it's an oxymoron when you know what vaccines really are, but You're right.
But
the whole MMR paper.
They have to say it. They have to say it, or they will.
Or they're done. You're done.
Or they're done. But they are done, and that's what I sometimes don't understand. I think people should just wear their freak flag as it was there and say, yes, I'm absolutely anti-vaccine. Why? Because they don't work and they're poisonous.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to debate those two points, they're very easy to debate. That's the major. These are the major planks of vaccinology: safe and effective. Are they safe? The Supreme Court said no. Supreme Court said unavoidably unsafe, said you can't sue the manufacturers, so you have children ending up paralyzed, blow the neck after one shot, dead after one shot. There's a girl who had to have part of her brain removed, I didn't misspeak, because she was having such seizures that the idiots in modern medicine couldn't think to give her hemp or CBD or anything else. They actually gave her a lobotomy. Now, there's a reason that families and people who research this stuff get very, very angry. And then they're accused of being emotional. I don't know how you're supposed to feel after you watch children get butchered. I really don't know except angry. Mm-hmm. That's how you're supposed to feel if you're not a psychopath. So when I call people on the other side psychopaths, scientific psychopaths, I mean they've lost their human contact, their compassion. Even if they were right, even if vaccines were somewhat helpful, you're not supposed to gloat at the misery of others. You're not supposed to gloat at the destruction of young lives or of any lives. But that's what they do. So it makes people very angry. Now, Andy Wakefield came forward and put forward a very moderate suggestion. Unlike Jonathan Swift's, you know, he said, maybe we should look at these MMR things. They don't seem to be safe. It's too many vaccines at once. He didn't say all vaccines were evil and dangerous, but because he was in a position of respectability, he was a respected gastroenterologist, and he published many papers successfully in peer-reviewed, and you and I both know what that means, journals. That means that you're getting approval from the group of the five families to continue to be
Whatever is acceptable research, and what happened was that Andy did something that was unacceptable in the research realm. And as he said, and I've acknowledged, and you've read the paper too, he didn't state that the MMR vaccine causes autism. That was not what the paper was about. But it was enough to hint that there might be a relationship. He had to be destroyed.
And he likes gut. And he's a gastroenterologist, so he focuses on the gut. And all of his papers are about the gut. Well, this is a terrifying thing for the modern medical establishment, which frankly doesn't believe in the intestine. It just doesn't exist.
Just napalm it. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. There's no liver. Why are you doing woo science? Why are you cleaning your liver? Woo.
Amazing.
So the movie Vax got pulled because Robert De Niro plays tough guys in movies, but in real life was as susceptible to whoever went and talked with him. And Wakefield put out a little video about it. But whoever went and talked for him for an hour and said, you're endangering everybody in the United States, and everybody's going to remember you as a psychopathic murderer instead of as the lovable godfather.
Right. And of course, he caved, but in a sense, you know, we've discussed that this may have been to the benefit of the film itself, because the publicity that couldn't have been bought was just given by this.
Right. So they have a week at the Angelica, and Jewish mother and me, of course, I worry for everybody's safety, so be safe. Could you please have some bodyguards and screeners there, please? You know, please? Please? Seriously?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing. Is it going to be visited with violence, or will they back off and realize that they've lost?
They haven't lost. House of Numbers came and went. You know, I mean, we have House of Numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Movie I was in, Brent and the Young Maid. And Luc Montagnier says an African be cured of AIDS if he has good food.
Yeah.
You got everybody in the AIDS establishment saying the tests don't work. Everybody saying Robert Gallo's a liar and a fraud. And other people saying, yeah, we didn't really purify or isolate anything. Meanwhile, the thing goes on, and gay men continue to get in line to take AIDS drugs when they're not sick. They call that PrEP, by the way, PREP, pre-exposure prophylactic. So it's like talking to you or me and saying, you should go on cancer chemotherapy so you don't get cancer. And they do it, Robert, they do it. That's the gay community.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well, when I say that they've lost, I know we've talked about this on the air too, that we don't perceive, you know, that we can win against that kind of power and money. But the winning of the minds of those who were on their side, you know, every time they attack, they lose more of their own, those who were on the fence, and more people begin to question. And I suppose that is, in some degree, a win on an individual basis. You've talked about regaining sanity one at a time and slowly. This, occasionally, there's a little bit of an acceleration when events like this occur.
Okay. But now here I come, Mr. Peak Oil Guy, and you know what I'm about to say, which is...
The disasteroid.
Yeah, we live on a disasteroid. We're running out of the cheap stuff. We're out of the cheap stuff. The rig count all over the world and all over the United States, just the U.S. rig count, sorry, that's oil drilling rig, is at a 41-year low. So after the influx of relatively inexpensive foreign oil begins to come to a slowdown, which it will, I think, this year, we really better be localizing and growing food. And you can't get any – everybody loves their own battle. That's one of the things I've discovered in covering so many issues, is that everybody's totally into their own fight. It's very difficult to shake them out into a bigger worldview. And I love the people fighting for the health of their kids and families and the autism and the vaccine – anti-vaccine movement or whatever you want to call it, you know, sanity and vaccination, whatever. But that's not going to stop the Western world from, frankly, hitting the wall.
Right. Well, you get me to that point of philosophy about the things that we need to put into action, the thought forms. And you mentioned everybody has their fight. Everybody has their battle, whatever it is. And we tend to narrow folks. We can only handle doing so much. And there are great people that we know, friends of ours, that are involved in this direction. Some are involved in this direction. And the question is, how do you become the ultimate generalist and step back from it and say, this is how it fits into the big picture, and we cannot ignore other aspects, even though we're so focused and dedicated on the mission that we perceive we're here to do.
And your mission is to help people get into safe coffee enemas.
Safe coffee enemas, and occasionally take breaks on the commercials here, because we're covering a lot of ground. And Liam cleaned some. And we're going to be back to wrap up today's special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff after this. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and it'll take you also to liamsheff.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. Buysellmakeoffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you have any questions, the answer is already there. It's grow food. Grow your own food. Grow local. Get local. And we're back to that, Liam. This is where we always end up no matter what we start talking about. And we started talking about some things I don't think they normally do on polite radio. But that's okay. That's what we do here. And yeah. And I appreciate it. If you haven't read Official Stories, my goodness, it's still for sale. Support Liam and all of his great research and the next book, Official Stories 2 and American Heretics, can be awesome. So, you know, you talk about the battles. Again, everybody's really wrapped up in their own thing. Very few will kind of back out of that and then see that bigger picture and see not only how it fits in, but also implement what's important. And I don't know how to define that, but for me it's, okay, we now move to a place where we can actually grow our own food. And we started in earnest. You were here. You helped us dig. And we've got these things going. It's growing, and it's great. But we've got to start somewhere, even if you're in an apartment and in a windowsill, a little bit at a time, and you'll get there. Maybe.
Yeah. Also, the problems are bigger than the two of us.
Sure.
The problems of two people don't add up to a hill of beans in this world, of course, as somebody famously said in a movie. The reality is that the internet is full of people talking about the Great Awakening and the conscious shifts and the paradigm shifts. Well, I only know one group who could actually do something about our energy problem and even our radiation problem. We have a huge nuclear waste and nuclear meltdown problem going on in the world. And that's a group called the Electric Universe Group or Thunderbolts Project. And I really like them. I think I've written about them. I accept most of their arguments. Chapter 9, we've interviewed them on the show.
Yeah.
I've dragged them onto the show, and they're quiet and reserved, so, you know, the audience doesn't necessarily get as much from listening to them as reading them.
But Liam, I'm really intrigued that you say there may be some things that they know that could help remediate things that we thought were unremediatable.
Yeah, maybe, but like everybody else, they're fixated on proving you know, that their little brick in the wall is the right brick in the wall.
Mm.
And they have a good brick in the wall. You know, they make a lot of sense. They make a lot of sense about how the universe works. Chapter 9 of my book is extensively about plasma physics and the electric universe. I study it all the time. I'm constantly reading about the electrical interactions of space. That sounds either exciting or boring to you, depending on how you see it. But that's how space works. If space is electric, the Earth is electric, it's full of electrical currents, telluric currents. If lightning is really the leak of electricity from space, from our ionosphere and the solar interaction to our magnetic planet, and rather than the, you know, brushing of ice crystals together in clouds, which is what the mainstream idiotically says.
Yeah,
ice friction causes electricity.
Yeah.
It's nonsense. But the electric universe, people get this, but they're so focused on sort of proving their galactic model that they're forgetting that we live on Earth. We have three ongoing nuclear furnaces going into the Pacific, and more waiting to happen all over. We're running very low on available oil fields to pump cheap oil out of. We've used the ones in America. We went to fracking. Fracking is now pretty dead in America. That's tumbled to an all-time low. I mean, not just fracking.
What you have is earthquakes in Oklahoma as the side effect leftovers.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And I can't get anybody to sort of focus on that. The permaculture people seem to get it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are waiting for the paradigm shift, but some of them aren't. Some of them are just saying, we're going to survive. And not everybody's going to survive, but we're going to do our best.
Right. Well, is there anybody that you've met that has the practical side of the electric universe that's looking to remediate, or are they all focused just on proving that they're right and others are wrong?
Yeah, I'm not disillusioned with them or disheartened with them. I think that there are some brilliant people there, but I don't hear anybody talking about Fukushima, and I watch all of their YouTube specials. You know, I'm waiting for them to say how we could possibly deal with radioactive material in which, you know, the nucleus of an atom is decaying.
Yeah.
With an electrical process. And if anybody could do it, they could. And I wrote a couple of them. I didn't hear back. I'm going to continue to press that issue. Could you guys do something practical? I'm very impressed by Saturn.
Electrical transformation of nuclear atoms. Interesting. Well, listen, we've gone quite a journey beyond the Alimentary Canal into other space and time, and we've only touched the surface as usual. So we'll continue our discussion, Liam. You will be back if you want to be, of course.
I would love to be back, and I accept your invitation to come back every single day.
Every day, if I'm not here. All right, Liam. Yeah. Thanks, my friend. Check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to Liam. Go to liamshef.com. Get his book, Official Stories. And remind you, as I'm about to, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.